This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story. This is The Rita Cosby Show.
I know your name is Rita, cause your perfume is smelling sweet. Since when I saw you down on the floor.
Talking, of course, about Israel and what is happening with President Biden throwing Israel under the bus. Also, new details as the judge in the Florida classified documents case, that's Eileen Cannon, rejected President Trump's bid to dismiss the classified documents case. He had wanted it to get thrown out. And she has said that she cannot throw it out. She's obviously also waiting to see what happens with the U.S. Supreme Court on the issue of presidential immunity and a whole bunch of other stuff, because that could have certainly a bearing on that as well. Meantime, crime is also skyrocketing in America. And there's been another case of these sucker punches. This is so sad. Another case of a woman being punched in the face. And this one happened as somebody was walking down on 6th Avenue. A stranger was exiting a McDonald's and then just punched her in the face with no warning. It happened at 10 a.m. in broad daylight. Authorities are looking for this person. It looks like sort of a homeless person, scraggly haired menace with a little bit of an awkward gait, just suddenly randomly punched this 23-year-old woman in the face. And of course, authorities are looking for this individual and putting out information on this. Then in addition to that, we're also seeing new details about these crazy, crazy squatters. And there was another case, the Brooklyn one, the Bronx one we know about, and we'll get some more details on that because there's a whole bunch more on that coming ahead. But on the Brooklyn one, for example, there's this case where neighbors were complaining about squatters. This group that was just hanging out in this house for a long, long time, finally, neighbors find out that they burned the house to the ground. Can you imagine? Just fed up, this crew of squatters wreaked havoc on the neighborhood, stealing from them, threatening neighbors, and then suddenly burning the house to the ground. And people are going, wait a minute, what about our rights? I wish it was like Florida and some of these other places where they don't put up with squatters. And Texas either. They don't put up with squatters. Meantime, we're getting new details, too, about the Bronx case where this migrant squatter crew that really wreaked havoc in the Bronx. Remember the guys, 8 of them. And when authorities went in, they found guns. They found ketamine drug, which is a very like hallucinogenic type drug. A 7-year-old kid was there. And again, it was right across the street from an elementary school. What a scary, scary situation. Now, the landlord of that house is so scared. He said he fears for his life because he tried to first get them evicted. Obviously, all the drugs and the crime and the problems in the neighborhood, nothing happened. Then, of course, authorities go in and get these people. And now he feels that there might be some retaliation, some retribution. He did an interview with the New York Post saying, quote, I fear for my life, that even though, you know, the squatters have been now finally taken away because of all the media attention, the landlord says they will find a way maybe to exact retribution. How sad is that? Like at the mercy of this crazy, crazy justice system in New York. What are your thoughts, everybody, about this and Israel? 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Jacqueline, line 2. Jacqueline, your thoughts.
Oops, I lost you there, Jacqueline. Call us back. Can you hear us? Call us back, Jacqueline. Let's go to JC. JC, your thoughts.
Hey, Rita. First of all, remember what Obama said? He said, never underestimate the ability for Joe to F things up. And that's what he's done to the whole world. It's real simple, Rita. First of all, think and blink and a lion Biden. He'll say anything to try to get votes to be elected, okay? They're just bow-cowing to the Palestinians right now. So that's what they're doing. But you're right, 100%. Biden has said the wrong thing from the beginning. In Ukraine, in Israel, didn't put his foot down, has never, ever stopped to say, hey, this was right from the beginning. They waffled. They didn't put his foot down. Neither did the United Nations. So the world did not denounce Hamas right from the beginning. They made it okay for the rest of the world, including the congressman, the guy who pulled the fire alarm, who says it's all baloney. None of that ever happened.
And yeah, Jamal Bowman. Right.
And Jellipal, too. None of these people admit that it happened. And you know what? That just feeds the fire. He did not even, after Ukraine, he did not even try to come to any kind of peace agreement. It's 2 years. Never did anything. The same thing in Afghanistan, okay? Oh, look at Afghanistan now, okay? China is now going to declassify the Taliban as a terror group anymore, because now they are going to enlist the Taliban, okay, to do their bidding in the Middle East. Another Joe creation, another Biden creation.
Yeah, I hear you, JC, and you're right. It has his fingerprints all over it, and he's emboldened the bad guys, and he's weakened the good guys. And that's a very dangerous place to be. Let's go to Sandra. Line 3, Sandra, your thoughts.
Oh, a couple of things. First, I was thinking about John Fetterman. I was saying to myself, I guess you can't judge a book by its cover, you know, his dress code, because I believe he deserves so much praise right now because he is under fire by his own party.
Yeah, he's one of the few. John Fetterman is one of the hoodie-wearing guy, is one of the few guys with a conscience and with some with a little bit of clarity on Israel. He's better on Israel than Biden is, Sandra.
I know. And then before I forget, Jane Pontarelli texted me just a little while ago saying that she saw you tonight and she was so happy. She loves you so much. I had to mention that.
Oh, thank you. Sandra, you are so, so sweet. Thank you. And I love Jane. She's one of the great, great gals out there, as are you, my friend. Thank you very much, Sandra. You're such a sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go to Andrew. Line 4. Andrew, your thoughts.
Hey, what's up, Rita? It's crazy. If you think about it, that Stan and I agree. Sorry, Stan and I kind of agree, and James Fetterman there is the voice of reason. But I just want to say, is it possible what Biden did could actually help Israel? Because now they could not hold back, take the gloves off. They don't have to cow down to Biden administration, and they could be more aggressive. So do you think that actually ironically could help them?
That's an interesting point. That's right. Now they kind of realize they got to go it alone. Maybe it's a little clarity, right?
Right. And they're not going to check with the U.S. and hold their, you know, have little ceasefires. And I just want to ask, too, do you think that maybe Biden is, like Stan was saying, that he really is playing both sides, like he's pretending to go against Israel to get the vote from Minnesota, Wisconsin, but he's really helping Israel by saying, okay, like now you could do what you want. Like, we're not going to interfere anymore and slow you down. Go.
I don't think two things. I don't think he's that shrewd, Andrew. That's one. and even if he is doing that, that's a dangerous game because by looking waffly and soft publicly to the world, it's sending a message to Hamas. Even if he is continuing to give aid and other things behind the scenes, and even if he comes out and says, hey, this is how I feel, blah, 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 you got to hurry up or whatever, whatever he's doing, if he is playing double sides, that's actually even more dangerous because regardless, then he's smart enough to know better, which I would hope any American president would be smart enough to know that you've got to support Israel. But the other issue is that is clearly giving a green light to the bad people in the world, to some of the worst of the worst, these Iranian-backed proxy groups. He's giving them a big green light to go ahead and go after Israel, because if they see that there's a wedge between Israel and the U.S., or they believe there's a wedge between the Israel and the U.S., they'll capitalize on it and they'll take advantage, because their dream is to decimate Israel. And if they only feel they can kind of go after Israel and the U.S. isn't always going to be there for Israel, I think it's going to embolden them. And I think that's a really scary place to be. But that's a great point, Andrew. Thank you very much. You're awesome. Thank you. Let's go back to, I see we have Jacqueline. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
Hi, Rita. You know, as far as that nasty know-it-all from Forest Hills.
You mean Stan?
That would be the one. There's no way that U.S. troops are going to Israel. Absolutely not.
I agree.
Certainly not under Biden, because he has no love for Israel whatsoever. But my understanding was they're supposed to coordinate these aid distribution through Israel. So, excuse me, unless it's something like you said, that Israel may have gotten word that they were taken over by Hamas. I mean, that could be a possibility. And obviously none of us, except maybe the nasty know-it-all from Forest Hills, is privy to that kind of information. I find it hard to believe.
Yeah. I hear what you're, and I find it incredibly hard to believe. And listen, they came out right away and they said, we made a mistake. I do believe that they thought it was Hamas related. I don't believe that it was any sort of specific targeting. I mean, I think that's outrageous to think that. I think that they indeed thought it was part of, Hamas. Maybe they thought there were guns in the, we'll find out. Clearly it was wrong and clearly it was a mistake. And they came out and said it, which, by the way, and I pointed out, Jacqueline, it's a horrible thing. As soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, it's so horrible. I mean, you hate to see that happen. When there is a horrible mistake, it's gut wrenching. But then, Jacqueline, where was President Biden when he did the same thing after the ISIS-K attack at Abbey Gate? Remember? And then they didn't fess up about it. At least Israel, within like hours, admitted it. They came out, I think they even went ahead of it and said, hey, this was a mistake. Yeah, we did it. And we're going to get to the bottom of it. Biden, still has waffled on what they did. Your thoughts?
He always is out for covering his own derriere.
Yeah,
that's it.
You're right. That is the bottom line. 100%. Absolutely. Let's go to Norm real quick. Norm, your thoughts.
I just think, why should the world believe anything that Joe Biden says from now on? I mean, selling out strongest ally in the Mideast. I mean, there used to be a time when America spoke and America did things and America acted in these grand manners and did things, for the world. Like, I'm thinking like the Berlin airlift and I'm just saying, why should any of our allies trust us?
Yeah, no, you're right. His word should be its bond, and it should represent freedom and leadership in the world. And it's not doing that. And it's a disgrace. And you're right. The way that they handled Afghanistan, I think the beginning, and if you look at his polls, Norm, he dropped right after Afghanistan, the withdrawal. There's no question about it. And he's never recovered, because it did exactly what you said. He said, oh, you're not going to see an airlift out of there. Taliban's going to take over. Everything's going to be fine. There's not going to be any problems. They'll be able to handle everything. And look what happened. We left our allies. We left Americans high and dry. And it sent a message of weakness and unreliability and lies, quite frankly, because to this day, the president continues to say, oh, nobody told me to, pull out of Bagram. Nobody told me that, we could stay and that it was a good idea. Nobody told me we should keep the 2,500 troops. Doesn't matter. Nobody told me that. I went with the best advice I had. Well, guess what? All of his leaders have testified the opposite. So somebody's lying. And at this point, it looks like it's the president. 1-800-848-9222. We'll continue your calls after the break.
You're listening to The Rita Cosby Show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Rita Cosby Show.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
And sadly, a lot is going down around the world. And also, we haven't even talked about the border tonight. What a mess that is. And there are so many things that are going on tied to the migrants and crime and issues that we're seeing around the globe. And also Israel and Iran, according to a CIA report, they are saying that Iran may be planning to do a major attack against Israel in the next 24 hours. This is really big stuff. And this comes as our president is throwing Israel under the bus. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Steve, line four. Steve, your thoughts.
Yes, you can't always tell a book by its cover, and you can't always tell a Fetterman by his hoodie.
That's true.
I think that it's not a hoodie anymore. He's now earned street credential as a yarmulke.
By the way, he has been, to Fetterman's credit, he has actually been really stalwart for Israel and told a lot of these protesters to get the heck out of there. He's had more guts than I'd say, I think, any other Democrat almost, don't you?
Exactly what I was going to say. Beneath his strange outward appearance, in fact, maybe it was actually a ploy, a deceptive ploy during the election just to get votes from the unsuspecting radical left. Maybe he's actually a voice, a refreshing voice of sanity. And I have an idea. Perhaps he can pit himself now against Chuck Schumer, both being Jewish senators from nearby eastern states. And now that he's gained some street cred with Jewish voters, both in Pennsylvania, but also more nationally, perhaps he can become a rival to Chuck Schumer for the Senate majority.
Yeah, great points. Very interesting. Who knows? But you're right. He's shown to be more of a leader, especially when it comes to Israel. Great points. Let's go to Robert real quick. Line one, Robert.
Hi, Rita. Great to talk to you. My last caller, I love what he says, but Schumer ain't going to be the majority leader for long. Biden has been helping paying us by giving money to Iran. He sold out Israel. He sold out America. Why should we be surprised?
Yeah, you know what? You're right. And right now, he still is not even enforcing sanctions on Iran to this day, Robert.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up.
CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Rita Cosby is on.
And we continue to talk about Joe Biden dancing with Israel, but it's not a happy dance. It is a scolding. And I think it is shameful at this time with so many things, as we just talked about, this CIA report that they are expecting that Iran may do some sort of attack on Israel. And what does our president do? Well, he literally throws them under the bus and publicly scolds them, and I think gives the green light to those wishing to do Israel harm. It could not come at a worse time, and I think it is disgraceful. By the way, speaking of disgrace, more details are coming out about what happened with these gun-toting squatters in Bronx, New York. The story's making headlines everywhere because it was this group of migrant squatters, eight of them at one point, that were in that house. And when finally authorities went in to bust them, well, guess what happened? They found all these guns and all these drugs. They found a 7-year-old child and the house, again, right across the street from an elementary school. And we're finding out that they crossed into the border. At least four of them came in. They're from Venezuela, all of them. And four of them at least came in between September 2022 and May 2023. And they were apparently in a facility there in Laredo, Texas, which is right there on the border. I've been to Laredo. It is literally right there. And the processing center apparently was overrun. There were way too many migrants in the center. Imagine that. Surprise, surprise, surprise. And so one of them was apparently ordered to be deported, but he was released a few months later on a condition that he would be supervised and told to report to New York. The others also had processing appointments saying, hey, we're going to release you, but you got to come back for these appointments. And guess what they did? They all skipped the appointments. And instead, they decided to gather together in a house there in the Bronx where neighbors claim they were running a major drug dealing operation. And while they were out on the streets, they racked up a slew of crimes. There was even an attempted murder charge, and they were back out again. How does that make sense? Firearms, burglary, assault, all of these things. And they were still roaming wild until finally neighbors had enough. They kept complaining. They finally got the guys busted. Then luckily, the New York Post did a story and it ended up on ICE's radar. And ICE finally arrested these people. Thank goodness that this happened at this time. I can't imagine if this continued. Think about just how dangerous this is. One of them was apparently beating another person in the street with a pipe. So these are not necessarily nice people. Now, the squatters also were so terrorizing that the landlord there in the Bronx is really scared. He said, I am now scared, he told the Post. I can't even be here. They're out walking around. There's at least one or two of them still on the run. And of course, he's worried about their buddies, too. And I am scared that I am in danger. So one of the advices that I guess the officer said, put plywood on the windows so it could prevent the other loose squatter, because there's at least one or two of them out there on the run. So to prevent them, essentially, from coming back to harass them, the ones that are out or the friends of the ones that are locked up. So he's trying to put plywood on his windows. Still, to the poor guy, just thought he had people who were renting a room, and look what happened. Here it is. And he said, I am still scared that they could come, that they could still get me. He is worried that maybe they're members of a Venezuelan gang, and who knows what could happen. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And everybody, as we're still talking about crime, who could forget the statement that came out this week and now has been doubled and tripled down from the New York Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie. This is an amazing comment. A Democrat in the Bronx, by the way, speaking of the Bronx that we're talking about, remember, he made this outrageous statement where he said, you know what, with criminals, giving them stiff penalties doesn't really work. It doesn't prevent crime. What is this guy talking about? Take a listen.
I just don't believe raising penalties is ever a deterrent on crime. There's already things in current law to deal with people who assault other people.
Let's just not give them more jail time. That is such a preposterous comment, and he is still continuing that message. There are reports, we were talking about it earlier today on Katz and Cosby, that maybe he is succumbing to a couple select members of the sort of version of the squad at the New York legislature who are saying, no, you got to go easy on these people. You got to let them out. You got to let people roam wild, and doesn't matter how much how many career criminal offenses they have that they've racked up. Just keep letting them out. I mean, what kind of a person, how stupid can you be to go out there and saying increasing penalties doesn't deter crime? What's your alternative? Let them roam wild? That seems to be the case from this guy. So today we also talked with Rafael Mangual, and I wanted to play this for you because this is interesting. He has his response. He's a criminologist, and he investigates the cause and effect of crime and the cause and effect of people being locked up. Guess what? If they're off the streets and locked up, then they maybe can't commit crimes. It's a pretty fundamental thing. But Rafael broke it down and kind of explained how, you know what, if you put people away and if you punish them, maybe they might not commit the crime. Listen to this.
Yeah, the idea that, you know, Hastie just put out there, apparently unthinkingly, you know, this claim that criminal penalties don't actually deter crime is just pure nonsense. I think he was counting on people not actually knowing the research, but there's actually quite a few studies out there proving Carl Hastie wrong. I cite a couple in the New York Post today, but one of the most famous ones is a study of the three strikes regime out in California. And economists looked at that, and what they found was that if you look at offenders who have two strikes, so people who stand to incur the wrath of the sentencing enhancements for a third strike, and you compare their likelihood of rearrest to similarly situated offenders who have one strike or no strikes, their arrest rates go down by about 17 to 20%, which is a pretty good indication that there is, in fact, a really significant deterrence effect of the harsher penalty that they might be facing.
It's pretty obvious that if they know they're going to serve serious time and they know that they're going to be locked up, maybe they might not do it again. But these guys, as we're talking about from the Bronx, first, they get a freebie getting out of, as we're finding out today, from the migrant shelter, the processing shelter. And it's a case in point. You give these people these dates and say, hey, come back and appear in court. Nobody does. You know, I think the statistics are like single digits who actually show up. One of them, actually, not these guys, but recently another group got a date that said, hey, show up in 2030. Can you imagine 2030? You have got to be kidding me. Well, here's a little bit more from Rafael Mangual. And he says that, boy, this guy needs a wake up call. And let's see what Hastie's got up his sleeve. Listen to this one.
I think the answer is that he's made the political calculus that being able to say that he presided over a decline in the prison and jail populations is more valuable to him as a Democrat in this city.
Well, I'll give you a new one.
Being able to say that he presided over a crime decline.
What a sad comment. And that's what he told me and John Catsimatidis on Katz and Cosby, that he thinks it's better for him politically to say he saw a decline in the prison population than to say that he helped reduce crime in New York. And you're representing New York State? Boy, is New York State and so many states around this country that have these soft on crime political leaders. They are selling out people. And at a time where crime is such a disaster, so many of these random crimes like these sucker punches and these migrant cases that we're talking about where they're running drug rings. And you know what? Over and over again. And we're hearing about the case of Jonathan Diller, 21 priors for that guy who pulled the trigger, 14 for the driver. And you're telling me that if they had not been locked up, that things wouldn't have been different? For sure it would have been. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Susan real quick. Susan, your thoughts.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to say we owe a debt of gratitude to Israel for getting rid of these terrorists, Hamas, who also have verbalized that you know, we're the evil. We're even more evil than what they believe, you know, Israel is. And they're coming over our border. But I really wanted to talk about these so-called random assaults, not just on women,
yeah, the sucker punches,
especially
right?
on
yeah.
women.
Yep.
Yeah, is that there's not only random, they're totally unprovoked. These are mostly women who are riding the subway to go to work. They are the salt of the earth. They are the people that pay the taxes that are here, you know, making the city work well. They have good jobs. But I'm just thinking about sometimes it's reported like, oh, but, you know, it's not fatal. They were attacked. They were pushed in the subway, but they were, you know, saved by a good Samaritan. But what about people like Elizabeth Gomez, okay, which I know you interviewed her with,
yep.
John Katsimatidis.
Yep.
Okay, she was beaten to an inch of her life. She didn't die, but she's losing an eye. So she's never going to be the same. How many more women were maimed and permanently physically and psychologically disabled? So this is not just, you know, Adams is so freaking, you know, a nonchalant, like, oh, these are just random attacks. No, they're unprovoked, violent. This never happened in the city. I lived there for 40 years, and it did not happen.
Yeah,
because they were drunk.
I hear you. You're right. It is different. And it seems like our Democratic leaders are in such denial that they are portraying it like, it's just this sort of spotty thing. It's this, it's that. It's not a big deal. The numbers are, you know what? It is still random and it's violent and people are clearly feeling emboldened. And what really bothers me, Susan, too, is that, yes, we do hear from, you know, Mayor Eric Adams, for example, and from, you know, a number of members of the NYPD. They repeatedly talk about these career criminals. Like in New York, there's, I think it's 3,000 or 3,300 repeat offenders that commit all essentially of the crimes. Not all, but, you know, 80-90%. So why are they not locking up? They know who these people are. Why are they not locking up the 3,300? That's not necessarily police. That's judges and DAs saying, okay, let's get these ones that are clearly menaces to society. And in this city of New York, this is the way to do it. It's pretty obvious. But for some reason, they are allowing it to happen over and over again. And they're not vocalizing loud enough. There are certain things that obviously everybody has different positions, but boy, wouldn't it be great if we heard a lot more local leaders shouting to the rooftops about what these DAs are doing and shouting to the rooftops about what these judges are doing. They're complaining that they're getting back out on the streets because I do believe the cops are trying to arrest them. They're trying to do the best they can, but it's not like they just miraculously plop down on the streets. They plop down on the streets because someone is letting them out on the streets. So why don't they start calling out these people by name? Why don't they bandy together and say, for the good of the city, let's start calling people out and let's see some real change and stop giving it like a like it's a magic formula that they end up back on the streets, because it ain't working and it is so dangerous. And you're right, these random crimes, they weren't happening before, these horrible random crimes, and this emboldening of the criminals and giving them in some ways an easier pass than law-abiding citizens, that's a problem. Final thought, Susan.
Yes, well, exactly, because this could be stopped because they just have to do the blueprint from when Pataki and Giuliani, they had parole. They didn't let these dangerous people come back out and prey on innocent people. This could be all changed. And they refuse because they're chicken to go against their own leftist regime. And I don't know what they're thinking. What about the people? We're the ones. Let's not wait for the politicians. We need to go down there and start standing in front of their offices.
Yeah, by the way, I don't know if you heard, but last night I was saying a friend of mine had sent me a message and said, you know what, why are there not these groups of people that could involve, you know, cops and lawyers, everyday citizens who just are really care about the city and show up at these hearings for people and saying, hey, let's not let this guy out, 21 priors, and make sure the judge knows and the DA knows that this is a bad person. This person needs to be locked up and make them feel accountable for their actions. That would be interesting. All done peacefully, peaceful protest, but absolutely start to speak out. It is time. I'm telling you, it is so crazy. And show up at their court hearings where people are, the public's allowed in peacefully, but get it out publicly so people know and they know that their decisions will be held into account. Susan, thank you so much. I 100% agree. And everybody now to our Support Our Heroes segment.
The Rita Cosby Show presents Support Our Heroes.
And this is the Tunnel to Towers Foundation Support Our Heroes segment. And a powerful story coming from Jacksonville, Illinois. Quilt of Valor recipient James R. Duncan, by the way, recently was wrapped in his quilt during a special presentation that took place at AmVets Post 100 in Jacksonville, Illinois. And on hand were a number of people tied to Quilts of Valor and also local members of the Rotary and a whole bunch of other great, great groups. Well, around the time of National Vietnam Veterans Day, Duncan served from 1969 to 1972, just to give you some background on this great veteran who was honored around that time, including also he served in a tour of duty in Vietnam from 1971 to 1972. The VA thanks and honors approximately 7 million living Vietnam veterans and the 10 million families of those who served during the Vietnam War period. And they bandied together with Quilts of Valor to be able to recognize those who are with us, and also not just from the Vietnam War, but of course, from all different wars. Quilts of Valor, by the way, does such amazing work. They are intended to provide comfort and healing to military veterans and also active duty military members. More than 377,000 quilts. That's amazing. 377,000 quilts have been presented to American service members, more than 3,900 of them so far in members who were on hand there for that presentation. So that is really, really just extraordinary how many that they had there. And also, most importantly, honoring this great veteran. And to all of our Vietnam veterans, we love you. We appreciate you. And everybody, to our Vietnam veterans, welcome home. And everyone, it just takes $11 a month. That's all it takes to help the great Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers Foundation, T2T.org, T2T.org.
You're listening to The Rita Cosby Show. It's The Rita Cosby Show.
And it certainly has been a busy week. By the way, we're just seeing that Senator Schumer is expected to move quickly to dismiss Mayorkas's impeachment, which is expected to be walked over to the Senate next week. And I guess Schumer's just going to say, we're not even going to look at it. Too bad. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Linda. Linda, you want to talk about Israel? Go ahead.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Great. Yeah, I would like to say, I think that the Jewish Democrats have to be much more vocal and have to show much more support from Israel than they do, because they seem to be like whining and complaining about other people like picking on them, but they're not out there. They're not really supportive of Israel. A lot of them are, I guess, secular Jews. But even so, I mean, I know that the Orthodox Jews are always voting more for Republican and more Republican views, but this is concerning Israel, their homeland, and the Jewish people, of which there are not many in the world.
What I think it's like 2% of the world's population, right? Am I right, Linda?
Yeah, yes, yes. And, the ones that are here, I mean, my father was in World War II, and he supported the Jews.
Bravo, bravo, bravo. And my dad was in Poland, and he saw what happened.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.